And now.
Right now.
Dawn Lemon.
I would like to talk to you.
There's an added burden on being an African-American that comes from your own community.
Dawn Lemon's on vacation. Here to make you think is from ESPN's Numbers Never Lie, representing Detroit, Jemele Hill. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Tom. It's a pleasure to be on.
It's a pleasure. I'm a big fan. I guess you know by now. I'm a huge fan.
And let's not go any further than that.
Okay, shall we? Go ahead. I explained off air.
Let's hear the words and wisdom, and then we can get beyond your stalkerism.
Well, as you just explained, sports is my background. So naturally, I'm going to talk about something a little bit sports related that I think was a really big deal. Look, no offense to the Cleveland Cavaliers, who got the best player in the world to return home, but the real winners of the NBA offseason, to me, were the San Antonio Spurs. Of course, the Spurs, you know, they won the postseason to beat the Miami Heat for the NBA title, but as big as that accomplishment was, the Spurs caused a monumental shift by hiring Becky Hammon as an assistant coach. Now, technically, Becky isn't the first female to coach in the NBA. That distinction belongs to Lisa Boyer, who was a member of the Cavs staff in the 2001-02 season under head coach John Lucas. Boyer worked part-time for the Cavs, and she wasn't paid by the team. She was basically a volunteer assistant. And no disrespect to Boyer or again the Cavs, but Hammond's hire is a lot different. Hammond will be a full-time paid assistant. She'll also be learning from one of the best coaches, if not the best coach, in the NBA, and Greg Popovich, and under the umbrella of one of the classiest organizations, I think, in all of sports. This means a lot for Hammond's coaching career, but it also means a lot for women overall. Hammond is opening the door for other women and getting us that much closer to the NBA maybe having its first female head coach. Now, just let that sink in. Now, while this has been characterized as a historic hire, I wouldn't go as far as to characterize it as a symbolic one. And let me explain why. Look, a symbolic hire would imply that the Spurs hiring Hammond was some kind of charitable act or a PR move. But she wasn't hired because she's a woman. She was hired because she's respected and qualified. And the Spurs are doing what has earned them 5 championships, and that's put themselves in the best position to win. Now, Becky Hammon, she's a 16-year WNBA vet. She'll be retiring after this summer. And, in fact, she's considered to be one of the best WNBA players of all time. It just so happens that while she was rehabbing from a knee injury last year in San Antonio, she got to attend a lot of the Spurs practices, film sessions, all of it on a voluntary basis. She did what a lot of men do. She paid her dues and used her network to get a job. Mm-hmm. Now, I know there are going to be some out there that wonder how and if a woman can coach men. Certainly, there are physical differences that prevent women from doing some of the same things that men can do. But last time I checked, gender had nothing to do with basketball IQ or the ability to lead. Men coach women all the time. I don't recall anyone ever wondering if UConn coach Gina Auriemma has the chops to coach women. Women always hear whether or not we have the chops to coach men, however. I'm not at all concerned about Becky Hammon gaining the respect of the Spurs players. If she didn't have that, Pop would have never hired her. My only worry about Becky Hammon is this. I just hope Pop, he doesn't teach her how to conduct any sideline interviews.
So, have you talked about this on Numbers Never Lie? What does your co-host Michael Smith say?
You know, we haven't had a chance to talk about it.
What do you think he'll say? You know him pretty well.
You know, Mike, one thing I love about working with him, and this is hard to find in our business, Tom. It's not a lot of guys that would feel comfortable or would give as much respect to a woman in this male-dominated industry as a pure and true co-host, the equal 50-50. And Mike has always done that for me. We've been friends for over 10 years. And so just in the conversations we've had on the phone, he's fully supportive of this and understands why it makes all the basketball sense in the world. Mm-hmm. The fact that she's the first full-time woman assistant, that'll get all the headlines. But this is truly a basketball move.
And Jalen Rose, anything from him?
No, I haven't talked to Jalen about it. But, you know, one thing we learned, anybody who's ever covered a Greg Popovich, who's ever talked to him, you know, that guy is all about business. Yeah. And for him to give her an endorsement by hiring her, that to me says everything about what he thinks about her ability to coach.
And do you think this is going to open the door, especially for the other, African-American WNBA players of note who have great skills as well?
Yeah, you know, I hope so, but the unfortunate problem is that we see this at the college level. Despite Title IX, despite the numerous opportunities that have opened for women athletically, the trend is shifting in the opposite direction when it comes to coaching. That you have much more, many more men who are coaching women than the other way around. In fact, the number of women who are coaching other women is shrinking. So I worry about whether or not those opportunities really will exist. But I think, if anything, to see Pop do this, at least it'll give maybe other organizations the courage to do something similar.
All right.
Good job. Thank
Good
you
job,
so
Jamel.
Much.
All right. Thank you guys for having me on.
Numbers never lie. My favorite show in the morning. When I catch the replay, I don't catch it at night.